So then by chance, I just happened to have both pieces of paper here, the one that I cut out and the one that I cut it out from. And for a moment, I just put them back together and I thought, well, you know, it's interesting also to play around with positive and negative space. And I think that here, what I liked was that that little spiral thing, which was sort of a symbol of growth and reach, was spanning that empty space. And I suppose just for myself, I thought, well, you know, I'm not really sure what I'm thinking here, but I just feel as if I'm holding on to what's not there as much as I'm holding on to my present self. And what could that space become? And how interesting this image is. So, yeah. I mean, I think I'm just trying to get into the habit of just speaking through my thought process, because, you know, a lot of times you make a drawing and then you stitch it up, or you do it however you do it, and then you show the finished product. Or even maybe you show a few stages of that. But there's a lot of the stuff that's behind the scenes that's important, because it makes it seem less magical that all of a sudden you came up with something, because there's a whole story behind all the little, you know, weird little thoughts that crop up in between. A lot of them don't get used, or they don't show up in the end product, but they do get used, really. That's, I guess, my point. So anyway, hello.